All right, praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Just pray a short prayer right now. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is doing a new thing in our hearts tonight. We just thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you're going to speak to us. You're going to shape us, oh God, in the way that you want us to be shaped. You're going to direct us, oh God, Lord. You're going to show us new revelation. And we just thank you, Lord, for the work that your Spirit is going to do here tonight. We come against the works of the enemy. Oh Lord, I bind the thief right now in the blood of Jesus Christ, that his work will be nullified and dissolved in this place. May your words take seed in our hearts and produce a good fruit, hundredfold of what is sown. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Recently I had a word from the Lord. And what I mean by that is I have a friend, and she has the gift of prophecy. And I met her here. Well, I knew her from childhood. I was reunited with her here in Korea. And she has the gift of prophecy, and she feels convicted and called to pray for me, because for whatever reason, she has a vision and believes that God's going to use me mightily. Hallelujah for that. She feels called to pray for me. So she prays for me. And now and then I ask her to pray for me, and she emails me some prophetic words she gets. And recently she emailed me a prophetic word. And in the prophetic word, there were other prophetic words, but the one prophetic word that stuck out was that God wanted me to begin journaling like crazy, to start journaling. And she said that God's going to use that in the near future. All right? Now, I, for one, since I was a first grader in Philadelphia, I enjoy journaling. All right? I if you go back to my home in Philadelphia, you can still find these black and white, like cow, like skin, like notebooks, you know, composite, what were they called? Marble composition books, whatever. They were cheap, I remember, and the teachers all recommend that we get them. And I have a whole bunch of them, and they are one-page journal entries inside, recollecting, you know, my days as a first grader, as a fifth grader, and whatnot. All right? And I enjoyed doodling there. I went out a little puppy, out of Chihuahua. I used to draw little pictures of my Chihuahua Lily in the journal. And I would say, today I went out and played with Lily. I fed her, and I walked her, and then I came home. And then the sun went down, or something like that. All right? I'm very choleric, all right? I just write about what happened. I was very introspective as a kid. But I enjoy journaling. But as I grew up, I realized that it was difficult to really sit down and journal. But when I did it, it was very blessing. It was a blessing. It was beneficial. It will not only benefit me, but it will also end up benefiting others, because I will be able to recollect what God is doing and identify how I'm growing and be able to articulate that to others in a way that I wouldn't been able to if I hadn't been journaling. So this word of the Lord comes from my friend, and she tells me to begin journaling. All right. And later on, I got on the phone with her, and she actually told me that the reason why she spoke that word to me was because when she was praying for me, she actually saw the heavenly man. You know, Brother Yoon? You know that book, The Heavenly Man? All right. A couple of years ago, like a year and a half ago, many of us read the book because he came to Korea to speak at Onuri. And I remember I read that book as quickly as I could before he came to speak. I read it in like 2 weeks. And like, the book is full of his journal. It's like pretty much his journal entries, kind of like his recollection of what happened. And she said that she got a vision of Brother Yoon. And she said she had never read the book. So she thought that was kind of odd. And just from what she knows that it's the book is compiled of a lot of journal entries. So she thought that was her, God was speaking through her, through that vision, to tell me to begin journaling. Because God's going to use those entries in the future. All right? Now, as I was reflecting on this wisdom and this word from the Lord, I realized that this word needs to go out to the church. All right? We need to begin journaling. Alright? And I want to preach that tonight to encourage you guys to journal. Turn to Numbers chapter 33, verse 2. Numbers chapter 33, verse 2. And when we think of journaling, we think of just modern day journaling. We, as if we invented journaling. Like if journaling was just something recent. Alright? Alright? But let's look at the Bible here. Numbers 33, verse 2. The word of the Lord says, at the Lord's command, Moses recorded the stages in their journey. Amen. At God's command, Moses recorded. Pretty much, he recorded a journal. All right? If you look through the first five books of the Bible, on certain parts, it's pretty much Moses' journal entries. All right? And you know what Moses had back then? He didn't have black and white marble-covered composition notebooks. All right? You know what he had? He had stone. He had stone, and he would have to etch onto these stones. All right? And that, and I'm not sure. I don't know if that's historically accurate. Is that the only thing he had access to? I'm sure he had parchments and stuff. Yeah, but look, the Ten Commandments, he had to put it on stone. Actually, God did it. But anyway, look, man, at one point, they wrote on stone, I think. Anyway, look, he did not have a computer and a printer, okay? You talk about inconvenient, he didn't have ballpoint pens, all right? I don't know what he had to do. He had to, like, take a feather and, like, dip it in, like, black ink or something that he had to make up on his own using some kind of weird recipe, all right? And he had to keep dipping because, you know, it runs out, right? He writes like one sentence, he's got to dip again, you know? He had to journal like that. It was very inconvenient, but he did it, all right? And not only did he do it, he did it because the Lord was commanding him to do it, all right? At the Lord's command, Moses journaled. He wrote down the things that God was doing. All right. And if that was not done, you would not have the first five books of the Bible. But I'm not a good writer. I suck. I'm such a slow writer. All right. Well, journaling primarily is for your own eyes. It's not for publication. So don't sweat it so much. All right. I think, you just want to, You want to write down what God is doing. Now, a journal is a little bit different than a diary. A diary is usually a recollection of events that happened during the day. But a journal, all right, you write about how those events are affecting your life and how it's affecting you. All right, so it's not just like I walked Lily and fed Lily and came home. You know, Lily was the name of my dog, all right? But it's how walking Lily affected me, and how taking care of this dog was teaching me life lessons. All right, that's what you want to write. That's why a diary is different than a journal. All right, and I know many of you sisters. Or how many of you sisters had a diary growing up? Dear diary, today the cute boy in my classroom named John Lee winked at me. And I could have sworn it was me, but it could have been Tina who was sitting next to me. But dear diary, I'm going to believe that it's me. And it made me feel so good. Yay. John loves me. And then you start writing like your first name with his last name and you practice it over and over. Yeah, whatever you did in your diary. All right. How many brothers wrote in a journal or diary growing up? Couple times, all right, and not too popular, right? Because when the brothers have free time, what do, right? We get on the Nintendo, right? We're not one of them. We're not interested in, you know, journaling. You know, we want to go out and play basketball, and you know, we don't care if like some cute girl that we like, you know, winked at us. You know, we don't have to like write about that, right? But brothers and sisters, whether you're male or female, all right, journaling has many great benefits, and I'm just going to talk about a few tonight.
All right. Number one,
journaling brings clarity to your life. Do you ever feel all jumbled up inside, unsure of what you want or how you feel? You know, you ever feel like that? Well, if you take just a few minutes to begin jotting down and writing in a journal, you'll be able to better be in touch with your inner self. Okay, because journaling brings that clarity. Journaling will bring clarity to where you are at right now. It will bring clarity to where God is leading you. It will bring clarity to the vision God is giving your life. Okay? You know, the times that I felt most confident about myself and my faith are the times when I was regularly journaling. Okay, I gotta admit. Alright? The times I felt most confident, alright, about what God was doing in my life was the times when I would sat down and I would journal regularly. At least once a day or once every other day. Alright? I know. Junior year in college was when I used to journal almost every day. I had this little orange journal, and it had the letter J on the cover. I didn't know what that letter J stood for, but I just wrote O-U-R-N-A-L next to it. All right, and it was journal, and that was my journal. All right, that little big little J on the front, and that was my journal. And I wrote it every day, and I would intentionally keep it to one page. Because usually when I go crazy with journaling, I like journal for like 3 hours. And it'll just be so exhausting, the next day I don't want to do it. You know? And it'll just discourage me from journaling. So that was a little tip that I received from somebody else. So I would intentionally keep it to one page. And when I would look back on those pages, even now, it's such a blessing. Such a blessing. And I would read my utmost for his highest along with those pages. And I would just write. It was such a blessing. And I would be able to clearly identify what God was doing in my life at that time. All right? Journaling brings clarity. It brings clarity to what you want to say to God and what God wants to say to you. It's only in a journal where you can ask, who am I? What am I doing? Why am I doing those things? How do I feel about this relationship? How am I changing and growing or not growing? Okay, it's only in a journal where you would really come to terms with all these kinds of introspective questions. Okay? Journaling brings clarity. All right? And you know, sometimes you have a conversation with a friend, and as you talk to that friend, clarity comes out. All right? Well, look, poor friend, you don't have that friend available to grab every day, all right? If you don't have that kind of regular friend to talk to every day, a journal becomes that friend. All right, I got so much to share with you today. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And you start writing in your journal. All right, and so that's why some people will say, "Dear diary," they write it like it's to some person. All right, it might feel a little weird in the beginning, but you get used to it as you find out that your journal is your friend. Now, when your journal runs out of pages, all right, you need to get a new friend. All right. That's beside the point. Get over it. All right. Just get a new journal. Anyway. All right. All right. Number one, journal brings clarity. Number two, journaling makes you go deeper. You know, we live in a TV culture. We live in a TV media driven culture. And I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but watching TV is the most shallowest thing that you can do. It employs the least part and percentage of your brain is when you watch TV. It consumes the most time and employs the least amount of your brain energy and brain cells. We live in a TV culture. And you know what? It's so bad that many young people, they don't know how to reflect. They don't know how to meditate. They cannot sit still for 1 second. That's why prayer is so hard for many young people in our generation. Because prayer is about reflection. Prayer is about calming down your adrenaline. and being able to sit still before God. God says, be still and know that I am God. But we are in such a media, MTV, you know, movie-driven culture that we have become very superficial. The people around us become strangers, and you become a stranger to yourself. Because the truth of the matter is, you don't even really know yourself. You live vicariously through the characters on Seinfeld or Friends. You are not Phoebe! You are not Ross! Wake up! Stop living vicariously through them. You are you! But many of us, we don't know who we are. Because we simply do not take time to meditate. Socrates once said, the unexamined life is not worth living. The unexamined life is not worth living. Journaling helps us. It makes us go deeper. Writing routinely, it helps you to identify what makes you happy, what makes you confident. It causes us to understand ourselves better, and it also causes us to understand the people around us better. You know? You're also, journaling will help you to identify relationships and situations that are toxic for you, that are poison for you. If you're able to identify them, you're able to avoid them. And that does wonders for your emotional health. You know, there can be wonderful brothers and sisters around you, but you know what? They can be toxic for you. And it might be best for you to just stay away from them. You know? Not to put yourself in those situations. And when you watch a person living the unexamined life, you will notice that they go from one thing to another, one thing to another. Hurried from one thing to another. Urgency pushes them to one thing to another. They don't know what is priority. They have no order. Everything's fragmented. They just live life as people may call them. As people, as schedules come up. As retreats come up. Oh, okay, I gotta start preparing for the retreat now. Once the retreat is done, aimless. And then, oh, we got another revival coming up. We gotta start doing things for the revival. Okay, and I'm preaching to myself here. Alright? A lot of times, when I don't take time to meditate and reflect, this is how I live my life. It's called the tyranny of urgency. The tyranny of urgency. Instead of doing that which is most important, that which has the weight of priority, instead of doing that, you know what I do? I do whatever is most urgent. And then even things that are really important to me, it gets pushed aside. For example, a lot of times, I raise support. As a Campus Crusade staff, I raise support. And I send my supporters, theoretically, I send them a monthly newsletter. All right? And that encourages them. That allows them to, it helps them to pray for me. Right? It shows them, you know, where all their money and prayers are going. Right? And encourages them. Now, that's really important to me. Because the more they are encouraged, the more they will continue to give. And maybe even give more. Alright? That's really important to me. Because that's my livelihood, right? But what ends up happening is, I don't feel the urgency to do it. Because my supporters are thousands of miles away. I don't talk to them all the time. What does come in? Friday night message. Mission trip here. Retreat there. Gotta go to New York now. And what ends up happening is these important things start getting pushed out. And the urgency, this monster called urgency, just takes over my life and has this tyranny over my life of which I am subject because I am not reflecting. I'm not properly identifying and placing in priority those things that are number one. All right? And journaling will help you to do that. And you know what? Journaling helps, it makes you go deeper. It does wonders for your personal growth in so many levels. Even psychiatrists, here's some that they listed. Psychiatrists listed some of the benefits to journaling. Number one, enables you to live life to the fullest. It develops your sense of humor. Ha ha ha. It helps you to express yourself and develops creativity. It plants seeds that later on could be harvested. It starts the sorting and the grouping process. It integrates life experiences. It moves you toward wholeness. Focuses and clarifies your desires and needs. It enhances breakthroughs. It explores night dreams, daydreams, and fantasies. Journaling does wonders for your own personal growth. It helps you to go deeper. You know, sometimes we have bad things happen to us, and journaling is actually a safe way to express those negative feelings and half-formed thoughts until you are ready to communicate them to others in a more healthy and constructive way. All right? I know sometimes something bad happens, and I just want to go and deal with it. Just talk to that person right away. And sometimes that's the worst thing I could do. You know? It's just so shione if you just take care of it now. Lord, I'm going to talk to this person. I want to talk to them now. Lord, help me. Thank you for your grace. Amen. Just go and talk to them. Hey! Calm down, Christian. Calm down. Okay, hey, you know, this is how you made me feel. And, hey, all right? Okay? All right, yeah. All right, I'm sorry. Okay. You know? And this is like the worst thing you can do. Because you know what? You don't really know what it is that offended you. You don't really know what you've done to offend them. You know, you don't know. But journaling, it helps you to identify all that and kind of form your thoughts and your emotions together so that you can approach them more constructively. See, it does wonders for relationships. Journaling helps you to go deeper. And third, there's many benefits, but I'll just mention three, right? Journaling brings healing. All right? Journaling helps you to heal relationships. All right? You got a lot of broken family relationships? Well, try journaling about them. Write down, identify exactly what happened. What things bother you? What things still affect you? All right? And it will start to heal those relationships better. Helps you to recall and reframe past events. Part of our inner healing ministry involves helping people to reframe past events. You see it from a different perspective. When, let's say, a person goes through a traumatic experience and they felt very alone, like Jesus abandoned them. All right? Inner healing would involve going back to that experience and helping them to see that Jesus was actually not absent, that he was actually there, and he was protecting and looking after and comforting them. All right? Reframing. All right? And journaling will help you to reframe. Sometimes we have these deliverance and inner healing sessions for people, and I encourage them so much to journal. But the truth of the matter is many of them don't. All right? And the blessings that they receive, the truths that they saw, the healing that they received, it never comes to completion. Because they don't actually reflect and journal about these things. All right. And what Jesus says? Jesus says, kingdom of God is like a man who goes out and he sows seed. Right? Some of them falls in the road and what happens? Birds come and they take away these seeds. Right? And later on Jesus interprets it and says that these birds, they represent the devil. Right? Well, if you don't journal, let's say you go to a great retreat. Let's say this upcoming retreat, you have many great blessings. And this goes for me as well. You have awesome blessings. God speaks to you. But you don't take time to journal. You just, even if you just write down what happened, that's not journaling. Journaling is like reflecting, analyzing how that is affecting you. If you don't take time to do that, you know what happens? Satan comes and eats up those seeds. And they never come to fruition. And they're forever lost. And God's got to do a new thing to bring you to that place all over again. See? Journaling brings healing. It does incredible things. Professional counselors encourage journaling during therapy sessions because it leverages better and faster results. It is also employed to reduce stress. And when you write about anger and sadness and other painful emotions, it helps to release the intensity of those feelings and therefore makes you calmer and less stressed. Journaling, brothers and sisters, has many benefits. And I encourage you to start journaling. And what you will notice is as you begin journaling, journaling does not come naturally. Because journaling is a discipline. Like prayer is discipline. Fasting is a discipline. Reading your word, reading the Bible is a discipline. Journaling is a discipline. Some people think, oh, journaling is like this kind of like luxury, this kind of thing that you can go to, but you don't really have to. It's something nice to have, you know, on the side, but not something essential to your spiritual growth. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight that journaling is essential. It's a spiritual discipline that will bless you. But don't get it wrong. It is a discipline. And it's something that you have to work at. Something you got to practice. And as you practice this discipline, you will realize that you are joining a multitude of people of faith that have gone before us who also benefited from this discipline. If you look in the Bible, the greatest men and women in the Bible, the ones that made the most impact for the kingdom of God, they all kept a journal. Even if David kept a journal. All right? And some of them, we see it in the Psalms. What do you think the Psalms are? Some of them, it's not just David. I want to write poetry today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. All right, now! All right, that's just the way he expressed himself. He was a little more melancholy, right? He was more poetic. But those are journal entries. If you look at Created Me a Clean Heart, you know, that Psalm, what, 51? Psalm 50, Psalm 51? I forget. Anyway. All right, that Psalm, or the Psalm that he wrote after he committed adultery and murder with Bathsheba. It says it right there in the footnote. When he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Alright. If you read some of the other Psalms, they are journal entries of when his life was being pursued by Saul. Alright. Luke kept a journal. How do you think you have the book of Acts? You only have the book of Acts and the book of Luke because Luke kept a journal. Luke not only kept a journal, but he went the extra mile. He interviewed people. He interviewed people. He not only interviewed men, he also interviewed women. And that's something interesting about his gospel account. There's a lot of women witness accounts, eyewitness accounts. Daniel, if you read the book of Daniel, Daniel kept a journal. All right? And he has fantastic prophecies that are still yet to be fulfilled. All right? As a result of him keeping a journal. He didn't just write down the prophecies. He also kept a journal about what happened as he was getting those prophecies. All of us are on a journey. And a journey deserves a journal. Amen? That's what Rick Warren says. Right? Rick Warren says, you are all on a spiritual journey and a good journey deserves a journal. And those who understand this journey well will feel more joy on the way. And be more likely to fulfill their fullest potential. You know, if you look at the presidents of the United States, they all kept a journal. Well, I don't know if they all, that's a blanket statement. Most of them kept a journal. All right? You know, one of the problems I have with this discipline is when I journal, I get a little anal. What I mean by it is, I get anal with the grammar and the spelling and the look of the words on the page. My handwriting is terrible. Not that great. All right, it's not terrible. It's all right. But it's not that great. But I still don't like the way the way it looks on the page is important. I gotta have headers. I gotta have the date and the time and the place where I wrote it. All right. And sometimes these details, I get a little too anal. And it actually prevents me from keeping a regular journal. All right? Cause sometimes you just gotta journal. You just gotta write. You know why? Cause your mind's going a million miles per hour and your hand can't go fast enough. And if you start like getting all meticulous on the spelling and the grammar and you start crossing out stuff, you forget what you're supposed to actually write. All right? So don't do that, folks. All right? Just a word of wisdom for y'all. When you write in your journal, just write. Just write as fast as you can. All right? Write shorthand. Look, nobody has to understand it but you. Like, abbreviate stuff. Make up words if you have to. Shoot. Yeah, work, make up words. Draw pictures. All right? But journal, my brothers and sisters. Because the fact of the matter is, we remember what we record. And if God is doing an awesome work, that needs to be remembered. And in order to be remembered, it needs to be recorded. And when you journal, don't just write down the pleasant things. Be like David. Record your doubts, your fears, your struggles with God. Our greatest lessons can come out of pain. Problems force you to focus on God. It draws you closer to others in fellowship. It builds Christ-like character. It gives you a testimony. So don't be afraid to journal and be raw, be honest, and record not only your joys, but also your struggles. And I also want to challenge you to not only look at journaling in a selfish light, which is what we often do, but also see journaling in a selfless light. We need to begin acknowledging that God may use the things you wrote or the things you remember because you wrote them down. He may use it to bless others and to glorify His name. If you read a book called The Shadow of the Almighty, all right, it's a book that was published by Elizabeth Elliot. And the book, we saw that movie last year, The End of the Spear. And one of the characters in that movie, his name is Jim Elliot. And he was killed as he was reaching the Wadawni tribe people. Wadawni, right? Wadawni! Oh, what was that? What was the word for God that they used? Oh, I forget. It was mad funny. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, y'all should check out that movie. But Jim Elliot is a character in real life. It's based on a true story. And the book Shadow of the Almighty is actually just a composition of his journal entries. His wife, Elizabeth Elliot, once she was widowed, when Jim Elliot was martyred, all she did was she took his journal entries and compiled them. And that book, those journal entries, have blessed and inspired an entire generation of young people to go out onto the missions field. All right. Much of the thrust of missionary movement has come from people like Jim Elliot, who took the time to journal. Who knows, one day, somebody might take your journal entries, all right, and be like, wow, this is great stuff. I didn't know John was so, you know, articulate. Man, this stuff is good. Man, he's like the Shakespeare of, like, Christianity. Whoa, let me take this stuff. And start compiling it, and then publishing a book, and then making lots of money from his journal entries. Psalm 102:18 says, "Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord." Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. Intentional journaling, brothers and sisters, it can be a gift to others. While most journaling is private, some people will gather thoughts and memories in order to bless others in the future. Funny stories, spiritual lessons, touching things that people say or do. When you write them down while it is fresh in your mind, and later on you recollect it to that person, it may be meaningful for them when you recount it verbatim, you know? You know, sometimes, like when I was younger, when I was a college student, I would write journal entries to my future wife. Yeah, that's what I did. I'd be like, baby, this is the way I feel about you. I didn't say baby. I was just like, dear future bride, I'm really excited to meet you. I think you're really pretty. And I just write stuff. Look, all right. And then I would write about like what I struggled with that day or something. And I don't know. It's like all over these different journals. I have so many different journals, right? And And I'm telling you, one day when I read that out to my future bride, she's gonna get blessed. You know? She's gonna get blessed. Why are y'all laughing? Or like, you know, let's say Melissa takes me out for dinner. And let's say I'm like really discouraged. And like what she did for me, it really just really touched me. But for whatever reason, I didn't have a time to express that to her that night. I journal about it. Tonight, Lord, thank you for sending Melissa. She was like an angel. And the food that she bought me, oh, heavenly food. It was so good. I forgot all about my pain and misery. And just the words of encouragement soothed my soul. She was such an encouragement to me today. Lord, bless her. Bless her tonight. Bless her this week. And then just write like a little journal entry, right? And let's say later on, a few months down the line, Melissa's real discouraged. And she's just like, man, I just feel like a failure. I feel like I just want to give up on everything. And I just like, Melissa, you don't understand how much you are a blessing to others, do you? She's like, I don't bless nobody. Man, get off me. I don't bless nobody. No, Melissa, you're wrong. Let me read you something. Right. And if I read her that journal entry, you know how much that would bless her? You know? That would bless her. Think about that. Think about that. You know, some of the most thoughtful gifts I ever received. My love language is receiving gifts. Hint, hint. But some of the most thoughtful gifts I've ever received were from people, right, that remembered little things that I said during a small group. Like Elena and Jade, they were my small group members this past year. For the whole year, I discipled them. When I was leaving, they made me this little video. It was so thoughtful. It was like one of the most wonderful gifts I ever received. I just delighted over this video. Because in the video, they rapped for me. They did the Fresh Prince song and they rapped. And you know, they're not rappers, right? But they were so cute and they wrote these lyrics out. And each line recollected something that was special to me. Alright, it was something that they knew would make me smile. And I don't think they remembered all that stuff. Just, you know, I'm sure they wrote some of that stuff down, you know, like 3 weeks before they left, or like a month before they left, there was a mentor's day. Man. And if you know anything about my Campus Crusade headquarters, it's really difficult to find. It's in the mountains of Buamdong. Usually when I tell a cab driver, I'm like, can you go to Buamdong? They're like, Huamdong? I'm like, no, Buamdong. They're like, oh, Huamdong. I'm like, no, Buamdong. They're like, yeah, Huamdong near Soryok. No, Buamdong. Because nobody knows where Buamdong is. All right, but it's behind Cheongwade, behind the president's palace. All right, it's so hard to find. And Elena and Jade, their Korean's not even that great. All right, it's getting a lot better. But look, it's not that great. That cab driver, I don't know what they told that cab driver. But somehow on mentor's day, they show up right before lunch. With this basket of flowers, they're very pretty. A little picture that they drew of me with Jesus. I was small. I'm like, Jesus is tall and I'm small. And they also brought cold stones. Cause I was going crazy about cold stones at that time. And they brought me this huge, like, pint. I don't know how much. 2 pints, 3 pints. I don't know the measurements. But it was big. And I thought it all melted. I was like, how'd you keep... And what happened was they put ice around it. I guess the cold stones people put ice around it so that it would stay cold. And it was cold. It was good. And I don't know. What else did they bring? Oh, man. But it was such a blessing when they came. Right? And anyway, the things that they did for me... just to show their appreciation for me. You know, I think there are little things that really bless me. And you know what? For some of us, it's easy to remember those little things. But for others, we need to write it down. All right? I'll tell you the truth, man. In my relationship with Aaron, I gotta write that stuff down. And she'll be like, my favorite ice cream flavor is... And she'd be like, waiting for me to take out a pen. All right, and I have to write that down. I got to journal that stuff. Because later on, I will get her strawberry ice cream and she will smack me. And be like, this is not what I asked for. But brothers and sisters, tonight, I believe that the prophetic word that I received, that God is going to use my journal entries in the future, is a prophetic word for many of you. If you write down what God is doing right now, He will use it in the future. God commanded Moses to record what was happening in that journey that he was on. And God is also calling you tonight to record the journey that you are on right now. Because only as you record those things, it will be solidified and employed for God's glory in a more powerful way. Amen? You receive that tonight? Amen. Let's pray.